Know what that tastes like?
Tell me what that tastes like.
The tea. It's a because it's a plenty of it this week.
It's too much of it, actually.
Yeah, it's almost, it's going to be painful.
It's a goddamn Boston Tea Party all over again. Yeah, nigga. It's tea all in the streets. Just,
now there ain't no niggas to victimize anymore. Or there are still some niggas to victimize.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
What's going on,
shout
y'all?
Shout out to Christmas Addicts.
Yeah, shout out. Yo, read your history books, niggas. Christmas Addicts, we're not talking about crispy chicken, bitch. Nah.
Man, but what's going on, everybody? This is another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yes, we're back again after a little bit of a delay.
But it was a good delay.
Good delay.
You know, you see all this shit that just happened, boy? I'll tell you. Boy.
Damn. God damn, boy.
Man, it's finna be.
You already know what it is. It's your boy. Be a healthy this one. Big Mike.
This is LZ. And we are. This is the Breakfast Club.
Yo.
It's about to feel like it.
Yeah, nigga.
I feel like Angela Yee.
Yeah, I got. It feels like I got my my coffee with me.
You feel like envy right now?
Not my
bad light skin right now.
Yeah, man, I feel bougie. I have a mocha latte.
You look real vicious right now.
I have my glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
A mocha latte with a dash of hazelnut.
Man, look at you. Now you're.
Sometimes you gotta grow up.
Now you're glowing.
You know, sometimes you gotta glow up. Sometimes I keep mine. Or what happens sometime.
This is going to be a great episode. If I see Bobby Brown fucking another joint in the background,
holy
man.
Holy shit. He
is really...
Bobby's going to town.
They were showing titties on BET too?
No, it's no way.
I think he was blurred out just now. Wow, he was like... She was riding him and everything. I thought this was a family thing.
Yeah, man.
Did you watch... This is part one, right?
I watched the second part.
Okay, this is definitely part one because I did not see any
Bobby
of
was giving that coke dick.
Man.
Holy.
That coke, yeah, that binge dick.
That motherfucking 12-step dick.
Man.
Hi, my name's Bobby Brown. Hi, Bobby. And I have 12-step dick. Like we said, we got an action-packed week for y'all.
Yeah, we're going to try and get through it as fast and as detailed as possible.
Nigga, this is going to be at least 2 hours. I don't care what nobody says. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's start off with... But first of all, let's just start off with what's most important, mm-hmm. what's most prevalent, what's most pressing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that we have to start off another episode like this, saying goodbye to an important person in our culture. Rest in peace, Mac Miller, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was sad. It said he died of like an overdose, right?
Yeah, they didn't say what it was yet, though. I haven't heard what it was.
Yeah, man.
I can only imagine it being something like pills. I don't think he was doing meth or something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, he probably. I don't know what he was doing.
But it was definitely an accident.
Because I think it was an accident.
He was gearing up to go on tour, and he kept tweeting about how excited he was.
Bro, the literal night before, he was on Instagram Live talking to people.
Making new music, man.
Making music.
Yeah, so.
So, he just did an interview the day before.
Yep. Man, sucks. Right after I heard about that, I was in my bed for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I was like.
I felt like one of my friends died. Like,
yeah, I felt bad, man. Like.
It was sad.
It's very, 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 very sad.
Yeah. And what made it worse to me was to see people attack Ariana Grande.
Stop. Yo, let's address that.
Stop.
Right now.
Stop.
If you in some way, shape, or form are mentioning Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about Mac Miller's death.
He died.
You're a fucking dweebs. You are a fucking weirdo. You need to stop.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Like, you need to examine yourself. Because mad people's like, yo, fuck Ariana Grande. She ruined Mac Miller. Like, yo, bro, he had his own problems. She had her own problems.
Yeah, he had problems that she couldn't solve before she even met him.
Yeah.
So, stop.
Maybe not being with him... Him going through heartbreak or a breakup doesn't help.
Yeah,
but
of course.
That doesn't mean she's the root of his problem.
No.
He had his issues that he had to deal with, and I'm pretty sure they were there long before she got there,
mm-hmm.
and they were going to be there long after she left.
Yep.
Until he took the proper channels to like, deal with those problems, mm-hmm. which it seemed like he was doing.
It was just music and drugs.
You know what I'm saying?
That was it.
And then, yo, don't do that. Like, that's really corny, like... And honestly, just to be fair to her, and she's not nobody I check for like that. She's not like my favorite person, but and it's not like I don't like her or anything. It's like I'm indifferent to Ariana Grande. But it's like nobody deserves to have that type of weight put on them.
No,
to
for say sure.
You're responsible for the death of another human being. That shit is fucking whack. And you need if you think that, you need to do fucking better, bro. Yeah,
facts. So
like, cause she's been through a lot.
She's already been through a lot. Yeah. How do you think she felt even before he passed away? How do you think she felt? You know, entering a new relationship. She was just
molested by the pastor nigga a week ago.
Yeah, that, first of all, that was weird.
Then your ex die off an overdose? That's wild. She's
not having a good week. Not having a good
week. Then that whole terrorist attack at her show in Manchester.
Mm-hmm. That was a while ago, but it's still wild. Yeah, it's still things that happen to her.
You know what I'm saying? So,
don't do that. So, but we say all that to say, rest in peace to Mac Miller.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
And your music will live on forever.
Word,
my God.
Word. Check on your friends. If they don't, even if they feel like they're good, they look like they're doing good, ask the questions. Ask the uncomfortable questions.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it may feel uncomfortable to have that conversation, fucking do it because it's worth it.
Yep.
And one last thing, drugs are never, ever the way to solve anything.
No, they are not.
Please, please find an alternative.
Yeah.
Masturbate like I do.
Yeah, beat your dick. Senseless. Yeah. Make that nigga feel unsafe.
Like it owes your money.
Man.
All right, now.
Now to the juicy
stuff. Now we got the sadness out of the way.
Yeah. This is about to be juicified.
This is the Not That Serious Shade Room.
We gotta get like the logo.
And Hunty.
See, bro, if I was a Photoshop guru, I would Photoshop our logo to look like the shade room little.
Oh, no. NTS. No,
yes, NTS, but with like some the shade eyes. Room. Oh, man. But boy, so much happened.
So much happened.
You know what's crazy? I almost, like, we almost recorded the other night, and we were kind of like, you know, we're going to hold off. We're going to wait. Right.
And it was like, already a lot had happened at that point.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
But then the floodgates.
But then the floodgates had opened the fuck up, bro.
So it's crazy, like. So,
all
right, I kind of made a list.
Okay.
And we're going to try our best to go about it, all
right? Right.
So, we're going to start with the hottest topic.
Okay.
Listen, now you ain't hear this from me, but I heard.
Girl, what you hear?
I heard. I heard. Cardigan backyard again.
Leaves off with a shoe instead of a right hook.
Yeah,
yo,
she was throwing a shoe. I didn't see her throwing a shoe.
You know what's so funny? That's like that's her signature move because she did that shit in like a
episode of Love and Hip Hop.
I Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, she did.
And she hit that bitch right in the fucking chest.
Yeah, she crazy.
Doof.
She crazy. But all right, so if you haven't heard, I'm sure you have. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B got into an altercation at New York Fashion Week at an after party. So it wasn't like on the runway or nothing. They were just at like a party somewhere, and allegedly. Somebody had said something about the way that Cardi B was raising her daughter. Probably alone.
What? That's what they were saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear it. Yeah, you can hear Cardi B saying, don't say something about my daughter. Don't talk about my daughter.
Oh, they were talking about her kids?
It was probably something along the lines of, bitch, don't you have a kid to raise? Probably something like that.
Oh, see, now she's completely
It was probably something
like that.
She was
already justified before.
Yeah.
But now she's super justified now.
So, Cardi B was throwing shoes, like she was trying to throw punches. But apparently she didn't get mixed up with Nicki. Like yeah, it was her bodyguard Thanos, aka Ra Ali, aka
Thanos.
Wideback. She big as shit. Have you ever seen her?
She's a thickin'.
She big as hell. She play in the lingerie football league. She big as shit.
Yeah, she definitely a defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking
make her play guard for the Dolphins.
And Dominican Sue built ass bitch.
She big as hell.
Bitch, motherfucker.
But apparently
Fletcher Cox bitch.
Yeah, she a dog. But Ra Ali took it upon herself to handle Cardi, and they were kind of like going back and forth. But, you know, they're celebrities. They're big-name celebrities at that, so they can't do anything without bodyguards being in between. So Cardi B kind of, you know, lunged at him, I guess, and she caught an elbow from a bodyguard. That's how she got the titty on her head.
Oh.
It wasn't one of them. It wasn't one of them. So don't go around thinking Nicki hit her in the face because she
didn't do
it.
Shit. I saw she was behind a bunch of
security. she was behind a bunch of people talking about. I'm standing right here. No shit.
And Cardi was like, "Come here, bitch." And she was like, "I'm gonna stay right here.
I'm staying right here. You have no reason to move. You're behind three niggas who are all 6'7". So that happened. Cardi lunged at her or something like that, and she caught an elbow from a bodyguard. So that's why when you see the picture of her walking around with that knot on her head, it is a real knot. That shit really happened. So
it came from a man.
Came from a dude clearly it was unintentionally.
Yeah, of course.
He did not mean to elbow her in the face. Come on, son.
He was trying to defuse.
Yeah, exactly. Because there was people. There was bodies flying everywhere. There was a lot of niggas in black suits, like just trying to earn a check.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Yo, that
let the what?
That shit was crazy. It was funny to see though, and it was crazy because it happened so late at night. Now, I mean, when you're on the time, when you're on Twitter and certain shit just starts buzzing on.
Bro, I did not see that shit till this morning.
Really?
Like, I got up like, I got wilder. Like, I got up like around 7.
Damn.
And I seen that shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I got lucky enough to see it happen live.
Bro.
It was crazy. And the video was just, it was one video after another, different camera.
And
that was
like a long 2-minute one out.
Yeah, the full video. So, I don't know why people hold Nicki Minaj to like a higher standard. Though, like, she hasn't been talking all this shit and going through all these things with all these people.
You know what I finally figured out? Okay. I'm about to go on a long rant about Nicki Minaj.
Speak your piece,
bro. Nicki Minaj is somebody. I'm starting to notice. Can you ever notice somebody that's, like, never gotten their ass beat before?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's never been humbled?
Mm-hmm.
She's one of those people.
For sure, because she does not stop.
She's never gotten punched in her mouth.
She never shuts the fuck up.
She's never gotten her ass beat before. And then, on top of that, you're already mentally ill and you're already on drugs.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with her. You know, the first time I looked at Nicki Minaj and I saw something from her and I was like, yo, something's wrong with this woman.
Yeah, she different.
It was back in 2011 at the VMAs.
Mm-hmm.
She came to about 70 years ago, and at this point, she's 35 now, so that's she's 28 then.
Yeah.
Still a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
So, she comes to the VMAs. She's dressed up this is back in her Harajuku Barbie, I'm different, wildin' type deal.
Mm.
Still. But she came to the VMAs. She was dressed up, normal Nicki Minaj.
Mm.
But then she had a fucking pink fried chicken wing around her neck.
She did.
She did. We don't remember that,
yeah,
don't we?
We don't. Yeah.
She died.
The Barbs don't like to talk about that.
A motherfucking pink fried chicken wing.
Put it
around her neck all evening.
Yeah.
Did a show.
Yeah.
And then took a bite.
Nuh-uh. Let's play Swear to God. She did it. Yo, I do not remember.
I don't know if it was that specific chicken wing, but it was a show where she did.
Ew.
She had a chicken wing. And was biting it, like, theatrically in the show. And she had... And all you see is her with the chicken wing in her mouth. And a bunch of white people go, ha!
Like, just Googled.
Like it's the goddamn Sambo circus.
Nicki Minaj pink chicken wing. See?
Yo,
damn, yo.
That was the first time I looked like, yo, she might be ill.
Yeah. Oh, she looks crazy. Yeah, they don't...
Like, it might be something wrong with her.
Yeah, they don't talk about this one.
And then also with Nicki Minaj, like... She's not a good person. We need to start that right now.
Yeah, that's the thing.
She's not a good person. She's
like,
not a good person.
I understand. If you like her, that's fine. You can like her.
But she needs to acknowledge that she's a trash individual.
Yeah.
Like, niggas can admit, like, yo, even though I don't fuck with him right now, I like Kanye West, even though he's a trash nigga.
That nigga sucks. Niggas but I like him.
Niggas still, my co-host included, R. Kelly. Who's the most garbage?
He is a terrible nigga. He's horrible.
He is a piece of the scum of the earth.
Dookie.
My goat, Michael Jordan.
Oh,
is a
trash.
Piece of shit.
He stinks.
Like a literal piece of shit.
Yeah.
But if you can't at least acknowledge that who you stand for or who's your favorite or who you root
is
for
garbage.
Is garbage, then something's wrong. You're delusional. There's something else going on. You got it.
I feel like that's a new wave of standing. They don't know how to differentiate. Like,
it's to be woefully ignorant.
You can be woke and still like somebody. You know who really struggles with that? The Azealia Banks people. They will not, like, that. She's trash.
But because she's bi,
she's
super woke because
she
stands for feminine. No, she's garbage.
She's trash. She's admitted.
It's all right.
She's not really your friend in real life. You can say it.
You can say it, nigga.
Like, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
So, but these Barbs gotta be the ones to really, like,
hold her accountable.
They gotta say it. If they don't hold her accountable, then she's just gonna keep doing all this wild shit.
Because they gas her up, like, they find whatever. She could kick a baby in the throat.
In the fuck, she might as
and
well.
And they were like, yo, that baby that baby was racist.
That baby had it coming.
That baby was working with Apple Music and Spotify to hold back her stream numbers. she had an in.
No.
Like, yo, she's been blackballed.
Crazy,
the baby blackballed her.
And then, to tie into all of that, Cardi actually went on Instagram right after it happened and put out a long message.
Hold on. And then she's just fucking weird, bro.
She put out that long.
And on top of that, she's pussy.
Yeah.
She's pussy.
Yeah.
She does all this talking about all these people. And honestly, everybody says the same thing about this woman.
Yeah.
Safari says it.
Yes. Meek Mill said it.
Cardi said it.
Yep.
K. Michelle said it.
Yeah.
All these people are not lying.
They're not just saying. Don't y'all niggas think Beyonce stays away from this hoe for a reason?
Yo, haven't y'all wondered why they're not friends yet?
You might see them in a picture or two, but they're not friends.
Beyonce ain't cool with the bitch.
Like
Rihanna stays far away from the
Rihanna
bitch.
Rihanna don't be nowhere near Nicki Minaj. Y'all need to.
Nobody wants to be cool with Nicki Minaj. No, why? Dog.
Wake up and smell the Trinidadian wings, nigga.
Yeah.
Smell that shit.
Wake up and smell the injection. Something's wrong with her, bro.
So, this is what Cardi said on her Instagram. I've let a lot of... I guess I gotta read like her.
You know what she's like? You know what she's like? She's like that pretty girl in school or that she like be around and everybody just says they don't like her. Mm-hmm. And then you don't know. Like, and you're wondering to yourself, why the fuck nobody like this? But she's fine. Mm-hmm. And then you get to know her and she's a fucking...
You're like, ooh.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
You're horrible.
Yeah, she's terrible.
But to this note, yeah, and you had to read
do
like
I have
Cardi
to read
B.
like Cardi B?
Yes, you do. All
right, I'm gonna try. My New York accent's pretty trash. I don't know what kind of accent Cardi got. I've got a lot of shit, Sean. I can imagine saying it like that.
Hold on,
say it again. I've let a lot of shit slide. I let you sneak diss me. I let you lie on me. I let you attempt to stop my bags. Fuck up the way I eat. You threaten other artists in the industry. Told them if they work with me, you'll stop fucking with them.
Can I stop you right now?
Mm.
Your Bronx accent is trash.
I don't even know what accent this is. This is just a woman. It's an angry woman.
I'm just trying to stop my bag.
Yeah, you let me. She don't sound like that. I let you talk big shit about me. I addressed you once in person. I addressed you a second time in person. And every time you copped a plea. But when you mention my child, you choose to like comments about me as a mother, make comments about my ability to take care of my daughter when all bets are fucking off.
That's right.
I've worked too hard and come too far to let anybody fuck with my success.
Ho.
Bitches talk all that shit in their raps, but in real life, they pussy.
She pussy, like...
This shit really for all entertainment. At this point,
you can't spin it. She is pussy.
She is.
Now, Nicki Minaj is pussy. Like.
And then you know what, guys? You know what really got me?
You're a pussy. That tells me that you're okay with pussy behavior.
You know what was really funny to me? How the people that support Nicki, they were like, all right, well, even if she did want to come at her, you don't do it at Fashion Week.
Where the fuck do you do that?
You think Cardi gives a fuck about Fashion Week? She was a stripper 2 years ago.
She was pulling singles out of her ass crack. Not 500 days ago. She don't give a fuck about a Fashion Week.
She can never go back and be fine.
Yeah, yo, she
don't care.
She knows the bloodiest of Bronx bloods.
Yo, Cardi couldn't wait to have that baby to fuck her up, bro. I'm telling you.
She couldn't wait to pop around. Not even to be a mother. Just be like, so I can be in fighting shape.
Goodness gracious. I don't know. It's clearly, Nicki is the common denominator. Shout out to elementary school. In all of this. It's her.
It's always her.
She's a bad person.
She tries to stop people from getting money. She tries to blackball people all while trying to claim she's being blackballed herself.
I don't know what type of power she thinks she has.
What the fuck do you... I don't know who she thinks she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then you see the thing where she's talking about how she felt like she wanted to punch Travis Scott in the face because he made a better album than you?
I don't know what's wrong with her.
Bitch, if you want to... fight niggas that make better albums, and you gonna be in a long match because there's a lot of motherfuckers.
I'm telling you, dog. I don't know if she's trying to be funny, but it's not funny.
It's
weird.
Not
like,
funny.
What the?
It's not. You look unlikable.
Yeah,
you keep doing shit every time you get like close to be like somewhat not even likable, just to be like
something
normal,
tolerable.
Just you can be tolerable. You do some shit, and now nobody likes you all over you. You're a fucking asshole.
She's a douchebag.
You're an actual literal douchebag.
Yeah, she's a bad person. So she just needs. She got to act. Well, she just got to act.
Need to grow the fuck up. She's 30. The fuck five.
It shouldn't be. Imagine if Mariah Carey was in shit like that. And nobody even likes Mariah Carey, but you ain't see nothing like this happening.
No. She just went crazy on TRL one time and then lost. She lost. That was bad.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
She had a...
Just, I don't know, Nikki. Dude,
and now, she just, now she just has a residency in Vegas and she was just singing off key and not giving a fuck. She don't be giving a shit. She don't hit not near a high note no more. She be like, she just wait for
Mariah Carey hasn't hit a proper note in 15 years.
Mariah just wait for November round so she can let all I want for Christmas.
Man, every year.
She just be coming, yo, 2 years, she just be coming out with a cigarette. Yeah. All I want for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas.
Ooh, baby.
When did you put out a jazz version?
Why does Mariah Carey sound like Dizzy Gillespie?
All I want for Christmas
is you, baby. Ooh, yeah. Mariah Carey sounds a lot like Gerald Levert right here. We need somebody. Can, yo, somebody. Yo, somebody.
Check on her larynx, though. She sounds terrible.
Somebody Shazam this. Is this right? Is this Mariah?
Oh, man.
Siri, what song is this?
Alexa, what the fuck?
Alexa, get the fuck. Now changing song.
Nikki just need to get on that level.
Yeah.
Well, we could all at least laugh at it, and it'd be funny. Yeah, and still, and you're still getting your bag.
Yeah.
But she's, like, fucking up everybody's lives. It's just not fun. Like,
corny. Just corny. Yeah, like, just she's, exceedingly.
She's corny, dog. That's all.
Corny.
Yo, Bobby Brown is fucking somebody else.
This is Whitney Houston now.
Is that Whitney?
Yeah.
That nigga had no STDs? None?
Nigga, life was his STD. That nigga couldn't get right.
Yeah, that shit's
like that nigga contracted life. Uncurable.
Oh, man.
That nigga just got right yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's still shaking.
Last night. Man, but speaking of crazy women, apparently,
oh God, there's more.
Yeah, apparently, Khaleesi been off her shit this whole time.
Women are nuts, bro.
Whoa, newsflash!
Shocking.
Women be tripping.
Get the fuck.
Yo, one time, story, real quick. One time, my I got a stepdad, right? So his daughter, she's older. She had came over with her family. They from Baltimore, so they still hood. Obviously. Like they live in Baltimore.
Yes.
And they came over for like a family barbecue. I think it was actually, it was a retirement party. My stepsister's husband wore a shirt here. Mind you, it's a family party. His shirt said, "Bitches be tripping."
Sounds about right.
He wore that shit here. It was like during the era when the stop stitching shirts were cool. He wore that shit to a family function. No, I was like, nigga, are in the suburbs.
Listen, when
you can't do shit like that here.
You know what? I applaud him.
You do?
Because when you believe in something and you believe it strong enough, you carry that message. He's the Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick. I applaud you, young man.
He's the Colin Kaepernick of SpongeBob shirts.
Yes.
Of hood SpongeBob
shirts. Yeah. It's SpongeBob with an iced out chain and Meskeen jeans.
Oh, my God.
I applaud you.
Believe in something.
Yo, remember Meskeen, bro?
I actually don't. I had a Nietzsche.
You don't remember? Nah, you had to remember Meskeen. Meskeen is when niggas had them shirts where it just looked like paint was splattered all over them.
Oh, that's what that was called?
Yeah, that's Meskeen.
Why is the name so fancy?
Nigga, why is it why is it called a Nietzsche?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I got that shit straight from 4 miles.
Yo, for the longest... Yo, bro. You know what I used to do the jig? My mom, right?
Uh-huh.
She used to back like around third or fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is around 2001, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, blueprint times.
Yeah.
Okay. She used to go to New York and get like mad, like the clothes that, you know, the clothes that niggas steal or...
Yeah.
Like designer clothes that niggas steal.
Uh-huh.
And then like the African niggas be selling this shit.
Uh-huh, yep.
And like secret stores where it would be a building, but then you had to go through a door and a back door and another door, and then and an African nigga with a Congolese looking nigga with shorts and dress shoes will take you to the back room, and it's just bags of stolen clothes everywhere. Niggas know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's just bag, like jeans are in a bag. And it'll be a bunch of niggas in there, be like, yo, they talk to the head African nigga. Usually that's the nigga with the shiniest chain at the time, or the biggest hat.
And then, biggest, what was it, the Wild Wild West?
Nigga, it was like the Wild Wild West, nigga.
Niggas walking around calling each other Dirty Dan? Yeah. Yeah? Because why not?
Notice how you said that shit after the door closed, right?
I'll say that shit with the door open.
That's not that serious. Getting interrupted by parental units. Mm-hmm. But anywho.
Get it how you live.
Because at the end of the day, it's not my house. But, so, you go to the nigga, they'll be like, yo, can I get an Nietzsche in a size 36 jeans?
Yeah.
And he'll just go up through the rack and just pull out a bag with jeans in it.
I've never been.
You've never seen this
before? No, I've never seen
this. Oh, my God, it was lovely. And it'll be like, my mom would just go there and get like mad stuff like Nietzsche, Rockaway, Fat Farm, Polo. Oh, so
that's how you had
all that shit.
This nigga Mike was wearing LRG before anybody knew what it was. That was making sense. I'm finally getting inside school. Yeah,
nigga, I was like one of the best dressed niggas until high school.
Nah, he really was. Really was.
So she'd go up there, bring that shit, and then just sell it.
Wow.
That was her hustle. I used to have mad.
So she was selling the stolen goods?
Yeah, she was
re-stealing?
She was chopping up the brick, you know what I mean? and redistributing it. Mm. So yes, that's what she would do. But I used to have all the Rockaway, like powder blue not one piece, but short sets and all that with the visors and sweatsuits.
You were really ahead of your time.
I was mad, bro. Yeah, man, listen, man. And that's why life has caught up to me, and I wear sweatpants. you gotta get caught up.
Nah, because you was dripping swag so early, you don't even care.
Yeah, man, it dripped out.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
What were we talking about?
We were actually talking about Nas and Khalees.
Oh, how did that happen?
Basically, I was talking about how Khalees, Nas took it to Instagram to, you know, state his side of the whole domestic abuse.
Oh, God.
Thing that Khalees put out against him, saying that she was beating on him and whatever, right? And, you know, for the most part,
she was beating on him?
I'm sorry, that he was beating on her. That he was putting his hands on her. For the most part, when this happened,
okay,
it didn't really shake the internet, I think, the way that she thought it was going to, because a lot of people know the character of Nas.
Right.
And didn't truly believe it, because there was never any evidence.
You know what's fucked up? We know why it's not gonna hurt like that. It's not gonna hit like that, because
he made Ether.
That, which I think is over gas, but Khalees is not relevant no more.
Yeah,
like if she'd have said this around the milkshake time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They probably would have got Nas out of here, but you can't. Unfortunately, it's wrong.
Yeah, it
it's
is
like that.
But it is, but that's just how
you can't do it 10 years after you've been
exactly out the game, and that's why it looks fishy, and that's why it was fishy to him. He even mentions, you know, the day before she had did the interview, you know, for Essence magazine, that she was texting him saying that she needed more money for child support and went, you know, it was a list of things. And the next day, she was doing this interview. So it was like, you're obviously doing this for money. Like, you're obviously doing this to get back at me for whatever reason. And he was going on and on. You really have to just check it out for yourself.
It's too long to read, huh?
It's really, he put in a lot of time and effort into these Instagram posts. He was really like typing a lot. And he put, I think it's like 7 different parts. And, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy, like, when stuff like this happens, because, you know, you hear both sides, but it's like, all right, there's his side, there's her side, and then there's the truth.
Yeah.
It's like,
do I want to hear both sides?
Yeah, do I really want to hear both sides of this anyway? Because
I want to hear no sides.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this shit at all.
I want both of y'all to shut the fuck up.
So, and it also ties into her not allowing him to see their son, even though they've been to court for this.
Oh.
So, you know, him talking about court had a lot to do with it as well, and I don't know. I feel bad for him. But, you know, it's hard to, like jump sides when it comes to stuff like this.
It's hard to feel bad for him when you know he probably was a scumbag, too.
But he also said the only thing he admitted to was not being faithful to her.
I mean, that's...
He said he was cheating on her.
I mean, shit.
That's the only thing he really said.
It's not cool.
It's not. Especially but as far as him putting his hands on her, he says in here that he did not...
I mean, niggas say he did a lot not of things, Elsie.
He said he did not abuse the girl.
Niggas say a lot of things.
They do.
So, I mean,
they do. But if we take every one of her words, why can't we take his? You know what I'm saying? Like, if she says that he was hitting her, and we automatically believe it, why can't we believe him when he goes on a rant like this and says what he says and says, I never touched her? And he goes on and saying, I'm just tired of being lied on.
Okay.
Why can't we believe that?
I mean, sure.
It sucks because, you know, you want to believe him, and if you don't believe her, you know, especially as a woman, you're like, damn, am I really support? I gotta, you know, I'm trying to support women, but it just sucks. So
sometimes you look fishy.
It'll be really nice to hear the truth. I highly doubt we ever will. No, but
it's never gonna happen.
I don't know. And it also sucks to see somebody like Nas and something like this. Because he's one of them niggas like, yo, like
he never probably, in no shit.
Yeah, it's like, nah, he never in nothing. And it's like, he would never go through something like that.
Yeah, but, like, he's never in no shit.
Nah, bro. Nigga, ain't nobody safe from this shit, bro.
Oh, no. Ain't nobody safe.
Ain't none of these niggas safe.
Oh, no.
Speaking of people being safe, I told you I'm trying to keep this list nice and cold and cohesive.
Oh.
Speaking of people being safe, I feel like Drake thinks he's finally safe from Chris Brown.
You know, I saw that they followed each other.
They followed each other.
Okay.
Which in this day and age means a lot. It's 2018. If two people follow each other, then that means they obviously are the best
friends.
Yeah,
there's a lot of weight behind it.
Yeah, they're obviously best friends and they go on vacations
now.
Doesn't
mean much to me.
Yeah. But
I mean, a lot of people have been counting this day down on their calendars.
Yeah. Especially because they're two grown-ass men that easily could have texted each other. I'm sure they have each other's publicist's number.
These men.
But grown-ass men. At the same time, these are two light-skinned males that we are talking about. And these niggas are very, 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 very sensitive. Okay?
Yeah. The definition of sensitive.
Yeah. So an act like this means a lot. Right? But basically, all I get out of this is that these niggas need to start working together again and make money together. And stop playing. Niggas is really too old to be. There's no beef anymore.
Yeah, you're too old.
There's no beef.
What was the beef?
I don't even know. Anyway. I guess the beef
Rihanna
was.
Maybe?
I think it truly, like, there was underlying factors, but I'm pretty sure the main reason was Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And Rihanna don't even fuck with either one of them anymore.
Like,
so
both of them niggas in the dust.
Yeah, why not be cool?
She is a bad bitch, bro.
Why not be part of the I Still Hit Though Club?
She be having them niggas.
Yeah, she be having niggas all
fucked up.
Yeah, flim-flammed and whatever.
And flippity-flop.
And flippity-flop.
Yeah, oh, man.
And Zimmer flu, okay? Niggas ruin, be all over the place after
she
that.
She could ruin my life and my subpar credit.
Man.
Oh, my God.
She's on Erykah Badu levels, for real. Almost. She don't make niggas do weird shit, though. She makes niggas fight.
Nah, nobody can touch Erykah.
Erykah Badu makes niggas do the opposite of fight.
Erykah Badu make niggas quit their profession. Nigga, we have not heard a lick of Jay Electronica.
Oh my gosh.
Or Andre 3000. We have not heard a lick.
Man, Common been out the game for years.
Common has started acting.
She makes niggas deal with other things.
Yeah,
she makes niggas focus on other parts of their lives.
Hell yeah.
Niggas hit that one time like, yo, maybe I'm gonna focus on this 401k.
Niggas be nothing in there, cause I'll be like, I really should pursue interpretive dance. I just never
thought
about
it. Why is it just hitting me?
Why is it just
hitting me? I don't know why it's just hitting me.
That's a different kind of post, not clarity.
Erykah Badu is a witch, y'all.
She's a
bruja. You witch. She out here burning chickens?
She's a bruja.
You're burning chickens in the closet?
Burning hazel.
You witch bitch. This bitch is a witch.
Oh, she's
definitely something different about her.
Who else got boxing? You know, we were just talking about her different. I think Ariana Grande got that, man.
Yo! Nah, she definitely did. She had this nigga Pete going on the Breakfast Club and talking about how she swallowed his nut for the first time.
Hold on, what?
You didn't see that? He went on there and was like,
is that why Ariana Grande's voice is so good?
Yes. Semen.
She got that motherfucking.
I don't know what it makes. I don't know.
Working all day.
Yo. But he went on there and was telling him, he's like, man, he's like, I thought girls only did that in porn. They're like, Pete, how old are you? He's like, I'm 21. He's like, and nobody's ever done that. He was like, no, I thought that shit was just on TV.
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing.
Like, right, Peter.
I'm going to say one thing. I understand Peter. Because once it happens to you, getting your essence consumed, it's almost religious. I kind of felt like I should start saying the Ten Commandments.
Oh, my God.
Like, I started rattling them off in my head.
Like, wait.
Like, so I'm like, yo. I'm like, yo, we're not going to get a rag? It's all gone. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not save their neighbor. Like, I started. I was like, hey. Listen, man. Like, I was like, Jesus wept.
Dog, he said he thought that that shit only happened in porn.
Nah, man.
Like, that little act had him.
I just didn't think I was worthy.
He must have felt the same way.
I was like, who
he must
look at me?
He must have felt the same way.
And find me edible, literally.
Literally.
Literally edible.
I'm gonna eat what's inside of you.
A little bit of me in your tummy.
Well, he went on the airwaves and let everybody know. And then Charlamagne was like, does she know you tell people that? She was like, yeah, she tells people this all the time.
Yeah, Ariana.
She is a freak freak.
Yeah, Ariana's freak, a freak, freak, bro.
Dog.
Yo, you know she a freak because she don't got no titties or no ass, so she knows she goes the
extra mile,
bro.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is. Bro, that's what it is, bro.
The extra mile.
Bro, it's like, all right, look, like you know how... Like, you know how, like, in basketball, like, how Isaiah Thomas is short?
Yeah, yeah.
So he got mad hard.
He got mad hard.
And he's shooting super threes. He works mad hard. That's what Ariana Grande does.
Ariana Grande is an Isaiah Thomas of sex.
She's built like a motherfucking matchstick.
But manages to keep man after man.
Man after man. Man after up.
Sprung after sprung.
Sprung after springity spring.
Man. She was with this man, Pete Davidson, for like 4 months, and he already dyed his hair blonde.
And man proposed.
Proposed and said, can you be with me until I die?
That nigga turned that nigga into an NSYNC member. That nigga was screaming, bye, bye, bye.
Can we have sex until my penis doesn't work anymore?
I love like, you.
I love you.
Forever.
Like, damn.
After God. The first... The she got stroke. That sniggity snatch.
Yeah, she got something. Because Big Sean was even on R&B songs. After
Big
that.
Sean's crying.
Jesus.
Big Sean went R&B.
He went to Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Yo.
I'm pretty sure he went more so for the fact that she was there.
Bro. She changed his type. Big Sean used to be with nothing but thick
all
bitches.
The thick Johns.
Who went to
Man, after Janae, he was like, yo.
After Ariana. Then she went to Janae. Like,
went to Janae. Right. He's like, dog, these thick Johns ain't where it's at.
Man, listen.
I need these tween bodies.
These motherfucking, these Nick Jr. bodies. These motherfucking teen Nick tits.
That's where it's at.
Teen Nick tits.
Teen Nick tits. That's where it's at, buddy.
The end.
Yo, remember that?
Yeah, remember the end?
Oh, man, the end. I felt so mature after that. I understand.
I was like, look at me.
I'm grown as hell.
Yo.
Motherfucker. Dog, applying.
Nah, Ariana. Shout out.
Busy
shout
applying.
Shout out to Ariana PCA. Grande's pussy, man. Just yeah, keep it tight, boo.
Keep it tight.
Whatever Kegel muscles you do.
Yeah.
Exercises. Write a book, man. Yeah. You'll save the world.
Yeah. She just might.
Yeah.
It's like a clam with a pearl still in it.
The clam is made out of pearls. The clam. Everything is good. Motherfucking puss probably tastes like nectar. Nectar. Oh my gosh.
Sheesh.
Tastes like all the Starbursts but the yellow ones.
He said he got electrolytes. He don't even pee.
Got electrolytes.
He probably don't even take vitamins.
Hell no.
He just gets a dose of that every day.
Every time he just licks her butt crack. Just whining. It's a daily dose of vitamin C.
Man.
Got his immune system on a thou wow.
Strong. Super almost strong. Stronger than Ray Charles's.
All that vitamin C heroin shots.
All them vaccines he didn't have.
Oh, man.
There's just so much.
It's just a lot. Bro.
I'm like halfway done. Not even almost.
No.
Not even almost. All right, but still on the Drake and Chris Brown thing. Imagine if Chris Brown was on that tour with him and Migos, bro.
That would be
that big ass
tour.
Stage. Can you imagine with? And that changes it from.
That's a lot of room for flips.
That's what I'm saying. That's a lot of backflips he can do to March Madness, bro.
That's a lot of flips.
And that changes that tour from arenas to stadiums. That's the difference.
You think so?
That's the
stadiums.
Stadiums. Jay-Z and Beyonce shit.
I don't know if it's that type.
You think an arena is big enough for Drake, Migos, and Chris Brown?
That is a
Chris
lot.
Brown by himself is selling out arenas.
Arenas?
All right, close enough. Damn near. Almost.
Okay.
Now imagine Chris Brown on everybody's good side with Drake and Migos. That's what I'm saying.
That would do a lot for like him.
That would do a lot for the culture. That would do a lot for him. he would be helping himself out. He got to get back. He got to get back in the swing of things. I feel like Chris Brown been out of jail for a minute, but I feel like he's still like in that out of shape jail body. Remember when Chris Brown first got out of jail and he was fat and sloppy and nasty? His mind. Yeah, like but now it's his brain. I feel like his brain is in that state. Like as far as like being out there and being in the limelight and being the superstar that he truly is. Do you think that nigga's a superstar.
Do you think he even wants that anymore? Like, I think he's just cool.
I feel like part of him does and part of him doesn't because he knows or he feels like he'll never be accepted again. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard thing to deal with. I for some reason, I can empathize it. Like, I can feel what he's like. Because, you know, he's been going through all of this shit. And it feels like everything he does something right or no matter what he does, people always bring back the negative.
Yeah.
But if he gets out here and does positive shit, and he does, and he, you know, he putting the music first and then branches off and does whatever else he possibly can. The sky's the limit. The nigga's only what, 28, 29? Chris Brown's not 30 yet. He's super young.
Yeah.
He got a lot of time. Like, you got a lot of time.
He has time to get it right. He does.
You have so much time to not, he has so much time to not give up.
Yeah.
It's too early, bro. Like, he should be.
But I feel like there's no incentive for him to want.
Yeah, because he has everything. Because
he's already rich. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He feels like he has everything he needs.
Something needs to. For him to want to get back here, something bad has him. Like, he has to go broke.
Yeah. No, you know what he needs? You know what he needs to have? He needs to have that LeBron mentality. LeBron could retire today and be fine.
So you think LeBron mentality is like, I can go to as many championships as I want, but as long as I just go and don't win.
Yeah. Cool. No, not that, nigga.
Oh.
Like, I've dominated what I'm doing already. But now I'm not, like, because like he said on the shop, he was like he has a different type of hunger. Mm-hmm. Like, before he was just hungry to play. Like, he was hungry, you know, to do whatever he had to do on the court. Now he said he's hungry, like, mentally. So, like, he's in a different state. I feel like Chris Brown has to get there, like, as far as an artist, because he's done a lot already. It would be nice to see him get hungry again. Mm-hmm. Because putting out an album that's just full of songs, like 40-something songs, that ain't hunger. That's just, I'm doing it just because. He's not putting out the best album. He's
been bothering me for years.
Yeah.
He's
not putting out the best music he possibly can. He needs to have quality over quantity. Anybody can do that shit. If Drake wanted to put out 50 songs, he could. If fucking Quavo and Migos wanted to put out 50 songs, they could easily. But it would be nice to see Chris Brown back in that light because he has way too much talent not to be in movies, way too much talent not to be sponsored by somebody. Like, he just has to get his shit together. He has to start caring again. That would be nice. And obviously, I'm not him, so I don't know how he feels, but I feel like that would be dope to see. He just got to get back to that. And I feel like the first step is, you know, getting cool again with that nigga.
Yeah, this is a good step.
This is a good step.
When you get cool with the biggest artist in the world.
Yeah.
And that means, yo, if he throws you a feature on a nice song, it's over. You're out.
It's done.
You're good now. You're good.
It's over.
Because I think no matter, like.
They can take over next summer.
I deny a lot of things about Chris Brown because I don't like the nigga. Mm-hmm. But I'll never deny his sounds. If he does one good, decent song and then he gets a nice Drake feature, so he's back. He's back in the mix. Back.
And it's a dope song for real.
He's back in the mix, bro.
He's good.
And I think we could probably, if this little like exchange of following is any indication of
if it means anything,
if it means anything at all, or not just some PR shit,
mm-hmm.
we could see this soon because we know how Chris Brown is.
They
Chris
work
Brown,
really fast.
Chris Brown works hard and fast.
That nigga works very fast, you like the cocaine saying? That runs through his blood,
like the motherfucking coke in his nose. It hits hard and fast.
Hard and fast.
Is he'll put something out. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't nothing.
It'll be quick too.
So hopefully I really hope because I would love to hear something from the both of them.
I'm intrigued to hear what.
I love it as long as it's not rapping.
And you know what? Because I'm probably a little more intrigued because I didn't listen to his album and I probably don't see when I will because it's just so much songs and I don't have the time or the patience for it. So
yeah,
I mean I'm definitely intrigued to see what. Where Chris Brown is at musically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and I think the best place to show and display that is on a feature with
the best nigga out.
The best. Biggest nigga out.
Biggest nigga out. I'm sorry. Pause. Well, best as far as.
The biggest act.
Yeah, you know.
Out.
You know what I mean. He ain't, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know. Okay. You know what I mean. Speaking of best, though.
Oh, yes.
This nigga Eminem. Yo. And this nigga Joe Budden.
Yo.
This nigga Joe Budden said he's been better than Eminem has been within the past decade because Eminem ain't said shit.
So let's provide context now.
Nah, hot takes, nigga.
just fire takes.
And action. And cut. That's it.
And cut.
No, that's funny.
No, so what happened was. Yeah,
you saw more about this than me, so you can go ahead.
So listen. Eminem recently put out a surprise album called Kamikaze.
Did you listen, by the way?
I did not.
I did.
How was it?
It's all right. It's not bad.
It's all right?
Yeah. There's certain songs that on there like, yo, this nigga's fucking wildin'. Mm-hmm. And there's other songs like, why did he even try to sound like whatever the fuck's going on today?
Mm.
But overall,
Eminem was never my cup of tea from day one.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 6.5 out of 10. Like seven, ooh, six and a half, seven.
Seven? Yeah. Okay. All right. Not a waste of time.
No, a waste of time. Especially at the first track.
Yeah. So,
not a waste of
Eminem
time.
Was never my guy, ever. Like, never, not once. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I loved him in 8 Mile, and I hate to use 8 Mile, but...
That's my movie. That's one of my favorite movies.
And he was good in it, and mm-hmm. he was laying pipe in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
In
the warehouse.
In
that dirty-ass warehouse.
Dirty, yo.
He was out here dirty.
He's a dirty nigga.
Dirty dicking.
In a Detroit warehouse.
Dirty dicking Brittany Murphy, rest of her soul. Detroit niggas is different.
Detroit niggas is disurante. Nigga. Motherfucking piped her down riggedy.
Yeah.
In a Detroit auto factory.
Auto part factory.
He fucking her right next to a fender that's half made. Yuck.
Oh, man. Her pH levels are probably off the charts.
Yo, her shit out of whack. She got the yeastiest infection.
Yeasty.
Take a loaf of ciabatta bread in her pussy. The motherfucking yeast that's fucked up in there. Oh boy,
Lord have mercy.
Dry and wet active yeast. You can make bread like one of them 30-second tasty videos where you make muffins from scratch.
They just pop right up.
Do do do, and it's just hand. Do 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 yeast. Do do do, Brittany Murphy's pussy. Do 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 do.
Oh man,
R.I.P. Brittany Murphy. But Eminem.
Yes.
So Eminem just recently put out a surprise album called Kamikaze. Mm. And I guess in that album, he does a lot of dissing of people, including Joe Budden, MGK, Lil Pump, all of them. There's a sub at Drake, but then he quickly said, oh, that's not Drake. So he wanted to back down from that. Mm. So he's saying, you know, he really went hard at Joe Budden.
Mm.
Saying, like, you know, domestic violence bars and da-da-da-da-da, whatever.
He went at Machine Gun Kelly, too. He got a diss track.
Yeah, there. Machine Gun Kelly responded, and I heard it was decent. But Joe Budden responded on his podcast, and boy, did Joe have the smoke.
Yeah.
He basically said, like, he had a lot of shit to say about, like, you know where you can tell a nigga's been holding back shit for years,
mm-hmm.
and he finally got the chance to let it out?
Yep.
This is what happened. Yo, he went in on a nigga for an hour and a half.
Waiting on that shit.
Just Eminem. He could not wait. Like, it was good content. Shout out to Joe Budden podcast. He really went in on him like crazy. Like, he basically called him like, yo, you kind of deferred your, like, the first industry plan.
That's what he called him?
He kind of like,
damn.
He said, I have a theory that you're the first industry plan. Saying that, yo, 50 Cent didn't need you to sign. 50 Cent could have signed anywhere. Anybody was throwing him contact. 50 chose you. You didn't choose 50. It's not like you were some good act.
Yeah, he tried to make it seem like.
Yeah, and then, like, Dre left you behind for TDE and Kendrick because Kendrick's better than you now.
Damn.
And nobody want to fuck with you and da-da-da-da. He said he ruins everybody that he signed to. He's ruined Slaughterhouse. And then also he said he's about to ruin Griselda, which I'm very concerned with.
Or what is that?
Griselda are my guys that I really stand behind, these rap dudes from Buffalo.
Oh, that's them.
Which is Conway the Machine, West Side Gun,
mm-hmm.
and it's another nigga, I forgot his name.
I didn't know they fuck with him.
Yeah, they signed to Shady.
Oh, shit.
Which I'm like, ugh. Well, as soon as that happened, I was like, ugh.
Yikes.
No.
Bad move.
So I was like, ah, oh, fuck, they're gonna ruin my guys. But they just, Westside just put out some heat, so it's still good. But basically just going in on how, like, He knows, like, he's washed up. Like, he really, he's rapping. Like, he's a great rapper, like, word technical rapper. But, like, he doesn't really say anything. Like, his content isn't there.
Yeah, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Like, he's not
sometimes saying anything. Sometimes he's rapping about politics. Sometimes he's rapping about his asshole.
Yeah.
So, you never know which Eminem you're going to get.
And it's like, and they're saying, like, yo, he's supposed to be the best rapper around. But he's still acting like he's trying to prove something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't really know. I never listened to him, like, ever. Mm-hmm. He was never something I could get into musically. And it's never been a time where I was like, I want to hear that Eminem. So, but Eminem is, you know, he's always going to have that respect as one of the best rappers around. I don't know if musically he's going to do it for any, like, his legacy cemented.
Yeah, for sure.
I just don't.
Yeah, Eminem's not going nowhere.
No, he's not.
He's pretty solid. It really doesn't matter.
All the shit that he's white, he's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
And then you have the benefit of being one of the best rappers to ever rap. Mm. On top of being a Caucasian man.
Yeah.
You're super straight.
Now, in this day and age, you got Joe Budden beating Eminem in a rap battle?
See, this is hard because it's two niggas I don't listen to. I mean,
you know, this is tough because that's two like, niggas I do not.
That's like with. Giving me a choice between two sides. Like, yo, which tastes better, nigga? I don't do that.
I don't do that.
It's not my wave.
Yeah, but we've heard Joe Budden diss. Who did he diss? Was it Meek Mill?
Drake.
Was it Drake when he had all those bars? Like, it was like 500 bars. Now it was Meek Mill, right?
I think it was Drake.
It was.
Yeah, they're like 7-minute songs or something. Yeah, like, it was Drake.
Okay, that was for Drake.
I think I think Joe Budden would destroy Eminem.
Think so?
Like, it would be bad.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty entertaining though, because they both got the inside scoop on each other.
They got the inside scoop.
Nobody on each knows other. Them more than each other.
Yeah, and
for whatever reason, Joe Budden
they
knows
know each other a lot
about everybody.
Yeah, so I think it could get ugly.
Yeah,
and I think
a lot of drug talk.
And you know why I think Joe Budden would destroy Eminem? Mm-hmm. Eminem don't beef with nobody.
Yeah, not really. He was
scared. You know who Eminem's biggest beef is with?
Machine Gun Kelly right now?
Mariah Carey. That was his biggest beef.
Yeah, she's not even rapping.
His biggest beef was with an R&B, a washed R&B woman.
Man, that's our second Mariah Carey reference.
Yeah, I mean,
She's having a good day, huh?
She's having a great day.
She probably somewhere, her ears ringing like a motherfucker. Like, who the fuck?
Who is talking about me?
Who keeps saying this?
It's not Christmas time yet.
No, anybody talking
about it. Not even Halloween.
Not at all.
But, That's how I feel about that. I don't care.
Oh yeah, I think Joe would take him in a battle, because Joe Budden, he thinks a lot.
He thinks like he's seasoned a lot. He's seasoned in battle,
in
the art of battle.
Yeah, and he's more up, and he's so much more up to date.
Yeah.
Than Eminem is right now.
Yeah.
So, I think he would kill that nigga. But Eminem was. It's not like Eminem's not going out without a fight. Like,
No.
Yeah, he's gonna be saying some shit too. But I think Joe Budden will get the upper hand.
And basically, what happened like at the end of like his Joe Budden's little rant about Eminem, he basically challenged him. He was like, "Yo," Joe Budden was basically like, "Yo, I'm retired, basically. So if you want me to come out of retirement and battle you, you're gonna have to give me better bars than that." Basically issuing him a challenge, like, to if you want to diss me, really diss me.
Sorry. I'm pretty sure he will. Eminem's obviously been in the studio.
I don't think Eminem's going to do anything.
I think he is, because he's already. I heard he already was working on the MGK.
Oh, that's because MGK actually did a real battle diss at him, and it's MGK.
Yeah. But MGK also respected him when he said, he was like, "I know you're the GOAT." Whatever.
But it's MGK. Like, it's different from a nigga that's really nice.
Yeah.
And has the inside scoop on you for years.
Yeah, that's true.
MGK
just put out a diss.
Like, if I'm a rapper, I'm gonna be quick to address the little pump.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta strategically.
I don't see him as
nigga.
A threat. Number one, you don't see him as a threat.
Yeah.
So, like,
but I think Eminem is working on something. That would not surprise me if he drops something next week.
I'd be surprised.
That would not surprise me. Why not?
I don't know. I just don't think Eminem. I think Eminem is not. I think he's just good at rapping. I don't think he's good in the art of battle. I don't think he is
But this is personal. So, you know what I'm saying? It's different. It's a little different. It's not like some nigga that's just dissing him just to diss him. So.
Yeah.
We'll see, man. I think, 'cause
I feel like he dissed him just to reach.
just to reach.
Because
he was dissing everybody. He was dissing Tyler.
Yeah, why are you doing this?
Nigga was dissing.
Like, this is what I'm saying.
He called Tyler the Creator a faggot. Well, he blocked it out, but.
Yeah, why? But this is what I'm saying. Why are you the greatest rapper?
Yeah.
And you're dissing Tyler the Creator and Lil Pump. What are you doing?
He's running out of shit to talk
about. Lil Pump. He has why nothing. Are you talking about Lil Pump? Like, why?
He has nothing else to
are
talk
you
about.
Doing? That's like LeBron James being like, yo, bro.
That nigga Eric Snow, cuz?
That's like
that nigga Aaron McKee, nigga.
Yo, motherfucking Marquise Chris's ass, bro. Like, yeah, nigga, we know it's Marquise Chris, and you're LeBron James.
Like, nigga, what?
That's like AB saying, like, yo,
yo, this nigga Freddie Mitchell.
Yo, yeah, like, what are you?
Fuck out of this, yo, that bum Todd Pinkston, nigga.
Yeah, like, yeah,
fuck out of here, dog.
You Nobody's know who talking. Really, you know who really sucks.
I don't even know who.
Who's a trash receiver?
I can only think of James, like, Eagles receivers, so I think of, like, James Thrash.
Oh, Jesus. The only bad receiver I can think of off the top of my head is Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant? Oh, no, that's like AB talking about the nigga from the Giants. What was that nigga's name? Number 15. Parker. Preston Parker.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's like him stuck. Talking about him. That's like him mentioning him.
Yeah, like, what? Like,
he's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Why is he even on your radar?
What the fuck are you doing?
How are you even thinking about this nigga? How?
Yeah, I don't know. But that just shows that Eminem has run out of content.
Yeah, I think he's a nigga. I think he just thinks is. I think what Joe Budden says about him is right. I think that Eminem knows that his time is being relevant, and like his time is being like a nigga that people are checking for.
Yeah,
is just about over.
Yeah,
it's about over. That's a desperate move.
Because all his fans have shot up a school by now, so, you know, that shit. That shit's dead.
Yeah, that shit's dead.
Figuratively and literally.
Like them when they're done.
That shit's dead.
Super dead. that was the over-the-top joke for the
day. Yeah, that was it. I mean, that listen,
it took us a while.
Spice it up.
But we got him.
Man, but speaking of white-on-black crime, did you hear about that lady that shot the dude in his own apartment?
Disgusting.
That shit's crazy.
That was in Texas, right?
Was it Texas? I don't even know what state it was in. I didn't even care enough to know. I just know she's guilty in all 50 of them. She's guilty in all 50 states.
Yeah, and Puerto Rico.
And Puerto Rico.
Bitch. Yeah, she walked into her...
Allegedly, she walked into her own apartment. Well, she walked into an apartment which she thought was hers, but it was actually her neighbor's, and she thought the neighbor, who was in his own apartment, was an intruder, and she shot and killed him.
With no questions asked.
With no questions asked. She didn't look around, look at the furniture. She didn't realize that the light switch was on the opposite side.
And they said it was so crazy because... To get into the door, you need a keypad.
Yeah, like, what
So how the fuck do you... How is that your spot when you don't even know the... Like, you don't know.
I don't know. And even if the shit...
Hold up. If it's not your... It wasn't her apartment, right? How'd she get in?
I don't know. Even if the door was already open, you don't open the door and recognize that it's not your apartment.
So even
worse... A black man's apartment at that, so I know it didn't look like hers.
Yeah.
Fuck out of it, like...
You know, she walked in like, that's not my painting of a black man holding up the world.
Hey, that's not my T'Challa poster. That's not my Killmonger mask.
That's not my photo of black people getting baptized in the river.
That's not my... No, everybody person got the picture of the people walking to the funeral.
Yeah, that's not my...
That nigga walking up the hill.
That's not my cookie tin with sewing supplies in it.
I don't have a picture of the Obama family on my refrigerator. What's going on here?
That is not my Barack Obama calendar from 2008. That looks fishy.
Like, you didn't realize...
Those are my Smack DVDs.
Like, what the hell?
What's this receipt for Popeye's chicken? This is... No.
Man, you're telling me he walked in my apartment and rearranged it?
Yo, this is a miss.
Like, what the hell?
It's really like that. It's really like that that Dave Chappelle joke where he was like, yo. He walked in like... He's like, bro. He's like, yo, I have a nice house, but I got robbed. But I can't call the cops because my house is too nice.
Yeah.
They'll come in and be like, he's still here. Boop, bang. He said, Johnson, I saw this when I was a rookie. apparently this nigga broke in here and hung up pictures of his family everywhere.
Dog, that's exactly.
Apparently he broke in here and hung up pictures of his family everywhere.
What a sick bastard. That's sick exactly bastard. What this is, dog. It's the same thing.
Put his voice on the answering machine and everything.
Why did Bobby Brown take a picture with his justice back out? What type of shit is... What the fuck? Yo, Bobby Brown was tripping back in the day. This nigga took a picture with just the shoulders. Like,
oh my God. The front is just sleeves.
I don't like this. This is like he was getting pegged.
And if you don't know, Google what getting pegged means.
Don't Google that. You're going to regret it. No, actually
do it.
Right now, wherever you are. Wherever you are.
Even if you're at work.
Even if you're at work, lower your screen brightness and
lower,
type
yeah,
in.
Yeah, lower your screen
getting
brightness.
Pegged.
Getting pegged.
Specifically, getting pegged. Don't getting do just pegged.
And click the first link.
The first link you see and watch it. With the volume all the way down.
Up.
Wow.
If you don't care about your job, put it up.
Yeah.
Man,
shout out to you.
Shout out to getting pegged.
Man, but no, she really like walked into an apartment that wasn't hers. And you know, this is going to be a long process. And now we're sitting here, you know, we just got to play the waiting game now. Is it going to be murder? Is it going to be manslaughter? Is she going to get off? Because I believe now she's on paid administrative leave because she's a cop.
And they try to say, oh, she's an emotional wreck. Who gives a fuck?
I don't give a fuck
what she feels like.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, I don't care.
I don't care.
That doesn't matter.
Nigga, he is dead.
Dead.
He's like, never, ever
dead. Somebody's not there.
I think
father, son, brother, like,
uncle, whatever.
Uncle
people
gone.
Underestimate death, bro.
Yeah, people are. We're so desensitized.
People don't understand. He's never coming back.
The finality.
He is gone.
Like, yo, that shit is
over
dead.
Something very senseless, and the crime better. The time better fit the crime.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's not coming back.
Oh, he's super
and if she
gone.
Gets anything less than, I'd say, if she gets anything less than 10 years, if she really gets on the stand and she says that I honestly didn't realize that I was not in my apartment and da 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 da, and I thought this and I thought that, and her story checks out for real and she's not on there lying. If she gets anything less than 10 years, I will be sick.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh God, what happened?
I don't know how to feel about this.
What happened?
Okay. All right, guys.
What? This happened just now?
Yeah, man.
It's hot off the press?
It's a hot tweet from Kanye West.
Oh.
They wanted to run me.
I muted Kanye on Twitter.
I did too. I saw somebody retweeted it.
Oh man!
All right.
What'd he say?
And I quote at Kanye West: "Throne 2 coming soon."
No fucking way. Oh.
Now if this is truly Jay-Z. And they have made amends.
I fucking knew. I told you he was doing. Yo, I told you, dog. I told you. I told you he's coming back. He's doing better now. He's off the opioids.
He's off the opioids.
He's finally off the opioids.
Oh, man. Listen.
Dog, if you didn't hear Watch the Throne, the first one, go back and remind yourself. Otis.
Somebody made a joke and said instead of Jay-Z, it's going to be 6ix9ine.
Now.
I'll hang him.
I would block
him.
I will find him
and hang him from the highest tree.
I will block him and act like he never existed. I'm like, Kanye who?
I'm like, everything after 2016, I don't know who that nigga
is. Yeah, I don't know.
Done. What's that, a beverage?
Nah. If it's Jay-Z, though, if he honestly reached out to Jay-Z and, because Jay-Z is an adult. Jay-Z is mature enough to be like, yo, Jay-Z will talk to Kanye if Kanye truly comes to him.
Yeah.
He's not a petty nigga.
He'll do that.
He's not like Drake. He's not going to block this number, nigga's number and be like, I don't even know who that is.
I feel like Jay-Z is the type of nigga, like, he'll just leave him alone until he gets right. Let him get right on his own. And I don't know if this is an indication of really Jay-Z in him, or if it's Jay-Z or if it's a troll or whatever, but I will acknowledge that Kanye West has made some...
He's made strides.
Some positive movement in the right direction.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's sincere or not because he got sneakers coming out.
I think it's sincere.
He has sneakers coming out.
He does. He has sneakers come out every month.
Well, he did.
Doesn't mean nothing.
He did the apology for like the slavery was a choice.
Yeah, he said that in Chicago.
In Chicago, he went back to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He's hanging around the old niggas, GLC. Rhyme Fest consequence.
Like, he forgot who he was, again. Bro. I'm telling you. And I'm sure they told him that, too.
And he just released a song with Lil Pump on the Pornhub. Like, he was like the
funniest shit ever.
It was like a little funniest song. Funniest shit ever, bro. You know what I'm saying? A little good natured
shout
thing.
Out to, and they had Adele Gibbons actually in the video.
Yes.
Fire.
Yes.
That was dope.
It's like he's like the creative director of the Pornhub Awards or some shit.
Yeah, like that. Yo, it was really dope, too, because he had the porn stars dressed in his, like, clothing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like porn. Like, so they were, like, half naked. Like, for real this time.
Yeah.
It was dope. I don't care what nobody says. It was for the Porn Awards. So they're supposed to be naked.
Right.
It's the Porn Awards.
Yeah.
Okay? We're supposed to see titties.
Yeah, I'm supposed to
I'm be. I'm super seeing titties.
I'm supposed to have a chub.
I'm supposed to be on medium.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on the medium hard. Duh. I'm
supposed to be on flick time.
Mid. Mid hard. Now,
that shit was dope. But yeah, I hope this is true. I hope Kanye truly is getting back on the right track. I don't know. I'm not like back on the Kanye train, but whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
But
I still
feel indifferent about what he said, but he's definitely taking steps in the right path where as to I can possibly feel comfortable with him being around again.
Yeah.
So, especially after watching that interview with him on the Chicago radio station, he sounded a lot better. He sounded like old Kanye. Not the Kanye we just saw probably within the last year. He sounded like Kanye from, like, 3 years ago. So, we'll see. I just hope this is true. If Watch the Throne 2 is really coming out, all y'all niggas need to watch out. Cause that shit about to be fire. But, let me see. I was trying to keep my cohesiveness. So, we were talking about the cop that shot the black man in his own house. After that, we was going to talk about Nike.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen, Nike just did a whole advertisement for the 30th year anniversary.
Hold on, breaking alert.
Breaking.
The whites are mad.
Whites are mad at what?
The whites are mad.
Why are the whites
mad? They're cutting up their Nikes. It's pandemonium everywhere. They're burning their shoes.
Like they burned their crosses. Man, they like burning shit that they like, huh?
Yeah, like burning shit,
bro. I never understood that. Why do they burn the cross? Do you know? I'm a history major. I never even decided to look into it. I didn't care enough.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. Ma'am, do you know? Okay. Nobody knows. Nobody cares enough to look into it since they're all Christians. I don't understand why they're burning the cross. Somebody. If you feel like educating us, please do.
Yeah, educate.
If you don't care enough to look into what the fuck the KKK does, that's perfectly fine, because I could care fucking less. I couldn't care less. I don't even fuck.
Right.
All them niggas suck my dick. I wouldn't like it, they can do it.
From the back.
From the...
Don't look me in my eyes neither, nigga.
Nah, you better look at the ground, nigga.
Bitch.
You better look at my balls.
Look at my gooch.
Look at my gooch.
Surprise, bitch.
Surprise. It's surprisingly bald.
And wait for the surprise that comes at your eye holes, nigga.
It's surprisingly bald. <It's>, can you imagine?
It's smooth.
Like, look at it. Why is it so smooth?
It's smooth like a kitchen table.
Like, is this granite?
Nigga, my gooch.
Is this marble?
Nigga, when I shave, my gooch feel like a motherfucking...
You shave your gooch?
I mean...
How do you do
when
that?
When I do.
How do you do that?
Man,
you use Nair?
It's a lot of... No.
I'm going to get some Nair.
Get a razor.
A razor?
Yeah.
Around that?
Yes.
Nigga.
You go slow.
Do you walk on a tightrope in your spare time?
Nah. Like, those are the farthest my legs will ever go when I'm shaving the gooch.
I don't even want to imagine that.
You don't want to picture it or imagine. I don't want
to. Do you go in the shower or do you after you shower?
After that one, you gotta just.
Yeah, you gotta really concentrate.
You gotta focus. It's very, very tough.
You got the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music in the background.
Nigga, I put on candles, incense. When I'm done,
man,
it feels like the top of a MacBook.
Man, it's probably just cold as hell. You feel like you got a thigh gap at that point, don't you?
Yeah, nigga. I'm like, I haven't had a thigh gap in years.
Woo. I don't even have a thigh gap.
Yeah,
oh,
I haven't had a thigh gap since the Dipset album round, nigga.
Dipset?
Nigga, I haven't had a thigh gap since Diplomatic Immunity 1.
Since Elvira was cool with everybody.
since niggas was wearing pink like Cameron. Oh,
my God.
I really mean it. Ah.
Man. No, I never got it. Like, that's hard to shave. Like,
yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second. That's hard. I think people underestimate how hard that is.
Yes.
Women are like, oh, do you know how hard it is to shave your vagina? There's nothing sticking out.
It's not, there's not appendages. You understand?
There's not danger. There's not visible danger.
It's right there. Like, niggas can't tweak it.
You can't manipulate that.
You can't tweak your push.
Yeah. You can just suck that in if you wanted to.
Yeah, you can tighten it. Kegel up.
Yeah, you can do your kegels.
Yeah.
And do a little something.
Nigga, and then look.
I can't kegel my nuts.
You ever had to make your dick hard so you could get all the hair off?
It's like,
wait, you gotta smack it.
Wake up.
You gotta get the hair. You gotta get the dick hard so you can get all the hair on the side.
Yeah, it's like
you ever miss a spot?
Yeah,
it's so disheartening. Everything is smooth as eggs, but then you got this one.
Yeah, a little patch.
Rough cactus patch.
It looks like your balls got alopecia.
Your dick really looked like the nigga patch on the video. Your dick be looking at, don't disrespect
fuck
me.
On, fuck on with your mitt. Fuck you talking about? Your dick looking at, like, what you talking
don't
about?
Don't disrespect me in my hood, don't guys. You want some shit, Pat? This is you and your dick.
Yeah, you and your dick.
Don't just let your shorty see it. What the fuck is that?
Nigga, what? Oh, you got live, like, it was supposed to be a landing strip, but I fucked up.
You want some shit,
I try to give it. I try to give it a you know, a taper. Niggas out here putting Beijing on the...
It's just you in the bathroom. It's just you in your bathroom, right? You and your dick having a conversation like this.
Young boy, what happened to your mitt? What happened to your hair? What you talking about? Your head. What happened to your head? That's what I'm talking about. I know you got me on snap, dog. Yo, you want some?
I mean, yeah,
cuz, like, why you outside like that, cuz? This is my hood, you know that, right? I'm not worried about none of that. Your hood on some weird shit. Where have you walk around with that nut ass cut?
Don't disrespect me.
Oh, they call you Patch? You want some shit, Patch?
What you talking about?
You want some shit?
Y'all don't do that to me, dog.
You want some shit, yeah?
Listen, you're not gonna keep talking to me like that, dog.
You want some shit, Patch?
I don't even know you, dog.
So what you trying to do?
What you trying to do?
You get out the car inside? What you trying to do?
Your dick wants you to get out the car.
I see you right now. I'm no bitch. So what's
up?
What you trying to get out right now?
Just you and your dick. You and your meat just having a heart-to-heart.
I'm no young boy. I'm no bitch.
You on nut
shit, Patch. You and your meat.
You and your meat.
Cause, a saga.
Because you missed one spot. That's how hard it is to be a man in this day.
In this economy and climate.
Don't come to me about a wage gap.
What?
And shit.
Don't come at me talking about you should get paid the same as LeBron and you can't even dunk.
Yeah, with your layup and ass. You don't get your finger rolls the fuck out of here.
Speaking of that, it is the WNBA
Deonna
playoffs.
Deonna Taurasi.
Her name is Diana.
Whatever. I ain't gonna get as much money as a man.
Almost choked on my Jack Daniels. You like the plug?
We waited a while.
Yeah.
So what's the is the WNBA playoffs?
Yeah, it is the WNBA. It's actually the finals now.
What's it like? Two games?
Yeah, it's a one game series.
And if they tie the two games, they just do a coin flip for the championship.
It's a one game series. Yeah, so they always
win. All right, yo.
Man, we're out
the
here.
Sparks win. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, but I forget who's
come on, win. Everybody, we got to clear it out in 10 minutes.
Dog, Bobby Brown is getting ass again.
From Whitney.
But I think Bobby Christina was already born at this point.
Ain't nothing toxic like toxic sex.
Man, that toxic sex, boy.
Yeah, when you just know, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
We're so wrong for each other.
Yeah.
And we're going to ruin each other eventually.
Yep. Shout out to them.
Yeah. This whole podcast, we've been watching the Bobby.
Yeah, like, why not? Yeah. I didn't. This is the first part, though. I missed this. I saw the second one. I saw all that.
Yeah.
I didn't see this first part, though. But I feel like I have because I know their lives. So
yo, apparently Bobby Brown hit off Janet Jackson too.
Yeah, that was kind of wild. I didn't know that. That was the one part I didn't know.
But people were acting shocked. They were like, "Yo, Bobby Brown could get Janet Jackson." I'm like,
and then Charlamagne was on Twitter like, "Well, if you already have the books, I recommend it." Nigga, I retweets. Fuck out of here, dog.
Nigga, I don't read at more than 180 characters at a time.
What you talking about?
You think I am a learned scholar? I got my degree. I don't need to read.
I look like a reading ass nigga to you.
I look like the reading type bitch. But the niggas are shocked, like, oh, Bobby Brown can hit Janet Jackson. Like, yo, like, Janet Jackson hasn't been having sex with Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, like, look at her. Look at her type.
Choice in men is not.
Look at her type.
Elite. Like,
I'm pretty sure she thought about Flavor Flav at one point. That would not shock me.
Oh, no. Flavor Flav definitely finger popped her at least once.
You think so? At least once? Yeah.
His fingers stink with the clock. They smell like Janet.
He was probably, yo, Flavor Flav was definitely fucking Jones with the clock on. Just the clock.
Oh, why wouldn't
you? Just the clock.
Why wouldn't you?
I would.
With the Viking hat
on, too? The big ass clock and the Viking hat.
He's sticking the Viking horn in their puss.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right there. Get a sample.
That nigga's different.
You think he nuts? You think he says Flavor Flav when he nuts?
100%.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah, he's one of the niggas. Like, definitely.
Oh, man.
He's living a good life. He's still alive, too. Shout out, man.
Yeah, shout out.
Thought he'd be gone by now, but shout out.
Thought he'd be gone by now.
It's funny. You can look at certain niggas and be like, you're not going to live much longer, are you?
But you're hanging in there.
You are just hanging by a thread. Shout out to him.
Shout out to you.
In New York. But we were talking about Nike.
Yeah,
big shout out to Nike,
bro.
They did a whole 30th year anniversary, basically, like, I don't even know what to call this, like
just like a campaign.
Yeah, a whole campaign. They included Colin Kaepernick as the, you know, as the main person, Serena Williams and
LeBron James.
LeBron, well, not even LeBron. LeBron wasn't one of the main people. It was what's his name from the Seahawks.
The dude Shaquem Griffin.
So it was really those three that led the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And they used everybody else, you know, kind of like as a
supplement.
Yeah, everybody. Exactly. So they had LeBron. They had the skateboarder. What is his name? It's not Paul Rodriguez. I'm sorry. I'm thinking I believe it was Najee Houston, if I'm not mistaken. And they had a bunch of different other people, and everybody kind of got like their own slogan. So shout out to Nike for taking a stand for what's right. Not left, not, you know, not the right wing, not,
and
this is for what's right.
For what is right.
People need to get that, like, people need to understand, like, this isn't a left thing, this isn't a Democrat, this isn't Republican, this is what's right.
This is a human thing.
It's for real. Like, I don't know why, they just will not, they refuse to allow that part of their brain, like, determine what's right and what's wrong. Mm. You know why niggas are kneeling. Stop saying for what it is. For what you think it is, for what it's not, because that's just not it. Niggas are kneeling due to the fact that a police officer can walk in the wrong apartment, shoot a black person, and get paid administrative leave. That's why niggas are kneeling. Just get it straight. So the fact that Nike took their stance right before football season and made Colin Kaepernick their spokesman, their lead person for this campaign, knowing damn well that Nike is going to be on the screen of every football game this season.
Mm.
Niggas made a power move, a suck my dick move.
A hold my dick move.
Yeah, a hold my dick move.
And then look and then stared at him.
Yeah.
What you going to do?
What you going to do about it? You can't do shit, nigga. We locked y'all in until 2030. Like,
you better wear that check and rock with it.
Rock it, nigga. So, and it's just crazy because It obviously shows that Colin Kaepernick, you know, he sacrificed his.
It wasn't in vain.
It wasn't. No. He sacrificed football, and he knew he was going to sacrifice that. And he
got a bag bigger than football.
A bag, and everything he's doing is so much bigger than the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much bigger than football. Football, at the end of the day, football is just a sport.
Right.
Football can go, and we still going to be here.
And your time of football is limited.
Yeah, your time is. Yeah.
Just as the nature of the game.
Exactly.
The nature of the game is just you're limited.
But in his case, it's the fact that he should still be in the league.
Yeah.
So it's obviously enough. It's collusion, no doubt.
And he got a win on that case where it's like they allowed it. It's going to be able to go to trial.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah, you're right. That, but mm-hmm. now it's going to move to trial.
As it should.
The collusion case.
As it should, so because there's no way he should be on the team.
So if he gets the Nike bag and he gets the fucking lawsuit bag.
Even Christian Hackenberg still being
the league. Christian Hackenberg throws passes for the NFL today.
You going to say your
time? Nathan Peterman starts.
Dog, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's all right.
But no,
he's
Ryan not, Fitzpatrick's all
right. But he's not better than Colin Kaepernick. He's not.
They're not better than, but they're like.
I don't
like,
give a fuck if he went to Ivy League school or not. He's not better.
They could be the same.
He's not better than.
It's one or the other with me. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Ryan Fitzpatrick could sling that thing.
He played in the Super Bowl?
I mean, he
did not.
He never had a Super Bowl quality team.
It doesn't matter.
Real.
But Colin Kaepernick was the main guy on that team.
I mean.
That nigga runs like a gazelle.
I hear you, but he's accurate as a motherfucking ping pong ball.
I don't.
Let's be real. If we're going to talk about his game, we got to be. He's good enough to play. No, he's more than good enough.
His accuracy is not that bad. It is not that bad. It is not. Deadass? You think Colin Kaepernick is that inaccurate? That's wild.
I think he's good enough to play in the league.
That's wild.
I think he's good
this
enough
nigga
to be,
slumped.
He's definitely good enough to be somebody's backup.
Colin Kaepernick slumped 1 year and niggas took it against him. That shit's crazy to me.
I'm just saying, you know.
The nigga slumped 1 year and niggas held it against him.
I'm saying.
And ever since he's been kneeling, niggas held that 1 year.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has gotten better.
The whole 49ers team was ass. Look at him now. Colin Kaepernick left and them niggas were terrible. It's the same team that was there when he left. Only a couple different people. From the last year and a half, it's the same team.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It wasn't him.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it wasn't him.
No. I'm just not going to say that. Kaepernick is clearly better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Listen.
I'm not ready to say that.
Colin Kaepernick could start in his league. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, he could start. It's like a few teams.
He couldn't start in Arizona? Who's the Arizona quarterback? Quick, hurry.
The Drew Rosen nigga?
Got him. His name's Josh.
Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
You got to get a rookie a shot because he's a rook.
Yeah, but if they had Colin Kaepernick, he ain't starting.
You're going to start your first round pick over Colin Kaepernick.
If Colin Kaepernick was already there, he ain't starting.
If he was already there, probably not.
Nigga.
It could be a battle.
Baker Mayfield's not even starting over Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
You
fair
see
enough.
What I'm saying? Like,
fair enough.
He's
fair
start,
enough.
Colin Kaepernick
fair
start.
Enough.
There's so
fair
many
enough.
Teams he could start on.
Fair enough.
But either, but I digress. Either way.
Let's be real. This is not a good class of quarterbacks
Bobby,
this year. Anyway.
Side note, Bobby Brown is currently snorting cocaine.
Of course.
So,
I'm mean,
looking pretty lit over there. Shout out to Bobby. But yeah, Nike, I really appreciate what Nike has done for this. It's really taking a step in the right direction. And not just black people. This is all people. Like we said, this is a human problem.
And you know, it was like another thing that was in that commercial that,
what's that?
That was really dope. They had the picture. They had the little, a brief few minutes where the woman had the Nike hijab on.
Yeah.
Very fire.
Yeah.
So it's enough.
It's not just
it's not just
black
a
people.
Black thing.
It's
man.
Not.
It's for all
it's not.
People that need
even though it is the
it's
the
black
quote,
people.
It's quote
women,
unquote. It's the main issue. Yes,
it's
black
Arabic
people,
women. It's disabled people because of yes. Shaquem Griffin who has no hand.
Yes.
But he's about to start for the motherfucking Seahawks.
Did you see him pick off Russell Wilson in practice?
Nah, I didn't see that.
Intercepted that nigga on a out route. Amazing, bro.
He's gonna be a steal.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I wanted him, but something part of me wanted him, but I did hold that by. It's like, damn, nigga only got one hand. I can't do that. But you know what?
The nigga ran what, a 4.4? He's a linebacker.
Yeah.
And he's built like a linebacker. It's not like he's small. He was a steal for real.
He's gonna be a steal. And he's playing with his brother, so that's like even more of a dope.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Shout
man.
Out to
nothing,
them.
Nothing but the best to them and Nike and the rest of this campaign. I cannot wait to see what
you know
else
who
they
I don't want the best for?
Who?
The crackers that are burning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Y'all niggas is stupid. If you're out here burning anything you already bought, you're dumb.
You know what's so funny that these things happen? And then I think about, like, yo, these people really think that they're the superior race.
They do.
I watched a man burn his Nikes.
With them on.
With them on.
The nigga had the shoes on.
With the shoes on his feet. Burn them. Take pictures of him while he's
straight to the hospital.
With burning hot feet.
Straight to the hospital.
And then take pictures of his boiled feet.
Automatic second degree burns.
Yeah.
Automatic. Off-time.
And then I was like, this is the superior race, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This is the pure Aryan Third Reich race. This is it.
This is what they wanted.
This is genetically superior.
Yep.
These guys.
Yeah.
My God.
That's what they believed.
You're cutting your motherfucking You're destroying your Nike's apparel that you already bought. Man, you already the money is clear.
But this is, to me, that just honestly
the showed, money's gone. That they
just,
got it.
That just honestly showed how funny white people are. Bro. White people are hilarious.
Just to prove a point.
Just to prove they will go to
a
hell.
Bad point. You will injure yourself. You're not walking the same for weeks off your burned feet to prove a bad point.
This nigga is missing work.
You're using PTO. If you have any left.
If you have any.
Because it's the second half of the year.
If you do any of that, you don't have any.
Yeah. He seems like a nigga that used all his PTO by March.
Yeah, he definitely used his the first month.
Yeah, he used all, it's President's Day. Everywhere you get it. I gotta use it.
Nigga, well, it's Columbus Day? The fuck
are you? What are you talking about? It's Arbor Day. Fuck out of here.
It's Arbor Day.
It's Arbor Day. What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
I need a day off for Earth Day. Dick.
Man, yeah, white people, you can't live with them, but you can't live without them.
No, I can't live without them.
Funny as hell. Listen, bro, there's some white people in this world that I love to death, all right?
Yeah,
let's
sure.
Let's not get that
shout
twisted.
Out to Kara Tersich.
Man, shout out to a couple of, shout out to Gary Owens.
Word, that nigga. Shout out to some of y'all white people.
I don't even want to name the personal ones that I know in real life, but you know I love you. So there's that.
I did.
All right.
Hey, you! Shout out to you.
Shout out to my boy Joe. I know he listens.
Yeah,
that's my homie right there. Shout out to him. I talk to him every day. Do you know who I'm talking about, Joe?
Nah.
He graduated 3 years after us. That's my homie. I'll tell you after the word. I ain't gonna say his whole name, but shout out to him. He actually moved some. He went to the Black History Museum in Memphis, and he was texting me the whole time like, "Yo, I had no idea that Black people went through all of this." He was informing me. Like, yo, did you know such and such? I'm like, no, I had no idea. He was waking himself up and waking me up at the same time. That was the most, like, yo, shout out to Joe. He's a really sincere person. Like, he is one of the...
That's alarm clock.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, niggas was waking up for real.
Waking up.
Shout out to him. I talk to him, like, every day. We always, like, share videos with each other. Like, that's a cool person right there. But, yeah, shout out to him. So, going on from Nike... Speaking of Nike, I told you I tried to keep this list very cohesive. Serena Williams lost today.
Yeah.
And it was, but it wasn't a good loss. It was, but it wasn't. The fact that she lost to who she lost to, the girl from Japan, but she's Haitian and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her. She's actually really good.
Let's look up her name.
Osaka is her last
name. That's her name.
Coincidentally, since Osaka is the capital of Japan.
Naomi Osaka.
Or one of a big city in Japan. Yeah, Naomi
Japanese
Osaka.
Haitian tennis star. Her name is Naomi Osaka.
She's really good. Shout out to her. She beat Serena. But Serena...
Japanese Haitian. That's a unique mix.
Yeah, her father moved to Japan when he was... I don't know if he was in the military or what. But I think he was Haitian and American.
She's an interesting looking girl.
Yeah, she is. She's very inconspicuous. I have words.
You mean ambiguous?
Inconspicuous?
Inconspicuous is like...
Yeah, racially inconspicuous. You wouldn't know what the fuck that was.
Racially ambiguous.
Ambiguous?
It's not inconspicuous.
Inconspicuous?
Inconspicuous is like sneaky. Like low.
Racially ambiguous?
Racially ambiguous.
I've heard somebody say racially inconspicuous before.
You're
too.
You're fucking wrong.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Ambiguous, but I've heard that before too. So she's racially ambiguous.
Racially ambiguous,
but not really. She obviously looks like she's like some type of Asian, but
yeah, but she's like
you can't tell what else.
With a little
she
spice
is.
On it though, it's like you look at us like I know you're spice. Asian, but it's a little, little. There's a little extra pepper in there.
Yeah, something's a little spicy.
Yeah, it's a little extra
yeah,
kick.
I know you really can't drink, but you can.
I don't know.
You ever seen an Asian person drink? They can't drink for shit.
No.
You know that, right?
No.
Asian people, like, they get really, like, they get, like, hives damn near.
Really?
Yeah, it makes them really hot, and they turn red.
Mm.
So, like, Asian people can only drink, like, certain liquors.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Shit's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know why. Not sure. I'm sure it's not all Asian people, but at least the people I've known and seen... They can only drink like certain things. Like they can drink like dark or something like that. Or like they can drink beer. You know. Shit crazy.
Mm.
But yeah. The whole Serena Williams thing. The referee of the match, or the umpire, tried to say that Serena was cheating because she was receiving coaching during the match.
From who, though?
Her coach.
Oh.
Her coach was in the stands, but they tried to say that they did some type of sign to each other or something like that. And Serena went up to the dude. She was like, I know you probably think that might have been coaching or something like that, but it wasn't. It was just me and my, you know, that's just what we do. It wasn't coaching.
Right.
She was like, she literally said, I would rather lose than cheat. I don't cheat. I would rather lose.
And let's be real.
Serena doesn't have to cheat.
Why in the fuck would Serena Williams need to cheat?
She is the most dominant athlete on the earth.
Why?
She don't have to cheat.
The most dominant athlete to play any sport ever at any time in any place.
Yeah.
Why in the fuck would she need to cheat?
And I'm not mistaken, they actually ended up taking points. I think they might have took a whole game from her.
Mm-hmm.
For cheating, and she never even got an apology from the ref, you know, from the umpire. They just took it away.
That's so like
that's just crazy. And she ended up losing the match.
Yeah, and like, and if you're gonna lose, like at least you're losing to a Haitian girl, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
At least you're losing to somebody you feel like you should have lost to.
Like if she lost to like motherfucking Sharapova off that shit.
She fucking sucks.
She stinks.
Sharapova loses every year.
She
stinks. She's just white.
Just unimpressive.
That's all there is, bro.
Unimpressive and white.
Yep. There's a lot of those. Shout out to you if you're unimpressive and white.
It's okay. We still love you.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Man. I don't know. The USTA is going to look into that. Shout out to Kev. I don't know if he's going to be on that case. I don't know what exactly he does, but I know.
Kev, get on the case, bro.
Kev, I don't give a fuck. Just get on the case.
Get on the case. Whatever you got to do.
Whatever you got to do. Get on the case. Make sure Serena, if she gets a rematch or something like that. Anything. Put an asterisk next to Naomi's name, all right? Do whatever you got to do. Kev, get on the case.
Speaking of her, like, she's probably feeling so many different things.
Yeah, well, it's crazy.
Are you going to be happy? Do you feel good about it?
Did you see the video of her when they asked how do you feel about, you know, facing Serena in the finals? First thing she said was, she was like, I love you. Talking about Serena. Like, she almost cried. Like, she couldn't believe. Like
imagine that.
She's
like,
super young. I think she's only 20.
Yeah, and then you beating your idol.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy, right?
Like, what if, like, LeBron get to play one-on-one with Ben Simmons?
That's why I love tennis so much. Like, right? It's one-on-one. It's
and then Ben Simmons, and then LeBron manages somehow, by some miracle, to beat Ben Simmons.
By some miracle?
Like, some miracle.
Some
he gets to beat Ben Simmons.
He gets the chance.
And then you interview LeBron right after. And of course, he's going to be filled with tears. Be like, yo, I love you.
Oh, my God.
I've looked up to you ever since.
Ever since 1996, bro.
Yo, bro, you've been an inspiration to me.
Man.
In your LSU days, it's been the stuff that made me cry.
Your last 1 year, 2 years, but one actually counted years in the NBA is just amazing.
Amounted to more than my measly
16 years
has ever mattered to anyone.
It's just amazing to me.
It's phenomenal. It's a marvel.
Yeah.
And I bow at your light-skinned feet.
Yeah, you are the Thanos of the NBA.
And I
can't wait to see your jump shot.
And I'm merely Doctor Strange.
Yeah. I don't feel so good.
I don't feel so good whenever we match up because I avoid you playing you on defense because I don't want the smoke. But,
alas,
that's not what we're here to talk about right now. Man. But we're here to talk about it.
Imagine that jump shot in 2030.
Bro, that nigga.
When Ben Simmons unleashes that jump shot in 2031, boy, you ain't going to know what to do.
When Ben and JoJo lead us to our 14th national NBA championship berth.
Man, when we run through the Celtics for the 8th year in a row.
Oh, boy.
Boy.
The motherfucking Kyrie Irving and Marcus Smart can't deal with the coping, so they're starting to cut themselves.
Scary Terry's going to be a crackhead by the time we have our fourth ring. He's going to be telling barbershop stories.
Al Horford's on coke.
He's going to tell barbershop stories like, yeah, I should have been out there.
Yeah, they were scared to put me in.
Man. Speaking of the NBA, though, I'm telling you, bro, I'm killing these niggas, bro. Speaking of the NBA, KD and LeBron had a song that actually released.
Yeah, they had a
song. You see that?
They did a rap song.
They did a rapper. But
it was during the lockout, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It was 2011. I think it was during.
Damn, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Did
you listen to it, though? Did you hear it?
Hell no.
The song actually isn't bad, but it's more like, why the fuck did they why do they have a song? It was kind of random.
Why do rich niggas do anything?
That's the thing. Rich niggas can do whatever they want. So they recorded a song. It was pretty much a regular song. They were rapping about whatever, you know. whatever NBA niggas rap about. It wasn't too crazy. And it was just a regular song. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. But it ain't getting no radio play. But it's not like, oh my God, this shit sucks, nigga. So it was just whatever. But you know what that song made me think of? The song made me think of Le'Veon Bell. Because Le'Veon Bell is an athlete. Le'Veon Bell is an athlete that raps. But also, in the case of Le'Veon Bell, he is a nigga that has been holding out from his team because of money issues. He's just not getting the contract that he wants. The team is trying to franchise tag him, which a lot of great players don't truly want to do because it doesn't guarantee you the most amount of money that you can possibly make. And so I see why he's doing it, but at the same time, nigga, you're missing game time. Like, Le'Veon probably won't be back for another 2 to 3 weeks, possibly. Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that to say this. Le'Veon is also a rapper. And I feel like...
Le'Veon Bell's a rapper?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Hell no.
He be reposting niggas of dancing to... Hitting them folks to his songs all the time and shit. The nigga loves rapping. Now, why do rappers want to be athletes and athletes want to be rappers?
That's an interesting phenomenon that I've noticed.
Are they the same people?
They always... I don't know. Maybe it's a grass is green on the other side type thing.
Think so?
They don't understand the stresses of each other's job.
But they want each other's job. But they want each other.
Like, you know, like, all right. So if I'm a basketball player, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at if I'm a rapper, I look at what an NBA player does, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you playing a sport that you love. You're having fun playing the sport that you've been playing for years. You get a bunch of money and notoriety for it, and you get an off season.
Yeah.
Now, they don't think of the diet restrictions that you got to do, the physical strain of your body.
I'm about to say the off season lifting.
The tiring, how you got to exercise and shit like that, it's just a stress on your body and your mind just to play this sport and do this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that, right?
Yeah.
Now, perspectively.
Mm.
You're a rapper. You're an athlete looking at a rapper.
Yeah,
rapper. All you gotta do, you make some music. You got fans, people coming to tour your show,
loving you. All you doing is making music.
You work on your own. You work on your own time. You work on your own time. You create your own schedule. You don't gotta. You're not on call, like you're not at anybody's beck and call because you have a season.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but then you're not looking at the creative stresses of creating, like...
Consistently
good music, being hot.
How much time and effort goes into
it. The time and stresses of touring.
Yeah.
Press.
Yeah.
Just the creative stress of making music.
So basically, they don't think of each other. Yeah. They think of the pros of each other, but they don't think of the cons.
A
rapper's cons are an athlete's pros. And an athlete's pros are a rapper's cons.
Yeah, they look at what they lack and what's good for them, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is, you know.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, because all these niggas, like Lou Williams, Allen Iverson.
They were all horrible.
Who else?
Kobe.
Well, just think about Kobe.
Kobe rap.
Shaq. Think of all these rappers that done it. And then, I mean, athletes that have tried to rap. And then you got athletes who play ball. Master P was in the NBA. Fucking rapper, Bow Wow used to like playing basketball all the time. Lil Romeo went to USC with DeMar DeRozan. Two Chainz play college basketball. Sheck West plays basketball all the time.
Sheck West cool with Mo Bamba.
Yeah, Mo Bamba, that's his man.
Dave East was balling.
Dave East played college basketball.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, in high school, right?
Yeah.
Or AAU, whichever it was.
One of them shits.
Just the list goes on. And it's so crazy to see how sports and basketball goes hand in hand.
It's a line because keep it real. It's black people.
It's on. Yeah, it's the same.
It's going to collide.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Gonna collide. Music
it's
and sports
be like that.
Music and sports. That's all.
Because
it is.
We run the culture. We run everything, man. Sports, we run the shit.
Yeah.
Music, we run the shit. So
you used to that
it's
shit,
only natural
nigga.
That it's going to collide. You feel me,
man? All right. So we're at the point of Bobby Brown. I couldn't tell if this was the start of Baby Boy or. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. He was in a car accident?
It looks like he was drunk driving.
Probably.
Crashing some shit.
All right, let's talk about how he's wearing all white and has no scuffs.
Can we just talk about this Bobby Brown shit, bro?
How did you feel about it?
I feel like, first of all, I believe everything.
Yeah, he lived a wild life because he was in charge of
everything that happened in this thing.
He had a big say in everything.
Portrayed. this sound, you know what this looks like and sounds like? Mm-hmm. This documentary sounds like.
Oh, he's snorting more coke. God, of course. Damn, Bobby, slow it down.
Baby, it's Tuesday. What else is he going to do on Tuesday? Not do coke?
Hey, Whitney's sitting right next to him, sweating like a and motherfucker.
She's waiting for her hit.
Oh, my. Waiting for her fix?
Yeah, she's waiting for her turn. But.
Wow, this movie was scored by Babyface.
Yeah, Babyface is the thought. Man.
Damn, they got weed too? Oh my god.
If you put the coke in the weed, Julian.
I'm a drug version, Michael.
Clearly. Get right or get sober.
Or get high.
Get right or get high.
Man.
Or get high.
Yeah.
But this documentary, it just seems like it looks like something that like Bobby Brown has been waiting for years and years and years to say. Yeah. He just looks like when somebody has been waiting to tell their side for decades and he finally got his chance and I feel like he told the truth.
You know what's funny though? I had to ask you about your own tweet. Why did you feel like Whitney Houston's family was going to sue him?
Yo, they made Whitney look bad in this movie.
They did.
Whitney, and if you look at this movie, R.I.P. God rest her soul, Whitney.
It looks like a lot of stuff. It looks like a lot of stuff for her soul.
Trash, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, trash. Like Whitney, like blamed Bobby Brown for her downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Like saying it's her fault. It's his fault that her career didn't go the way it does, or how people look at her as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
In like the later stages of her life.
Yeah.
And then it's another. She was like how, basically Whitney just like upped and took
Bobby Christina,
and they basically took her and left the house without telling Bobby Brown. Mm. Kept Bobby from seeing her, like for years. Then I guess she started, you know, when Bobby started messing around with drugs and stuff, like it was insinuating that Whitney had something to do with like. She was letting her smoke cigarettes all young and shit like that.
Mm.
So, like, wasn't a good influence.
Yeah.
And that's what... It just made her look really trash. It made her look really, really bad. Like,
because I had heard that Whitney was actually on drugs before Bobby was.
Yeah.
Before they met each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how true...
And it was also insinuating that once Bobby went to jail and came out clean...
Yeah.
That Whitney was trying to get him back on drugs again.
Yeah.
So it didn't make her look good. Made her look real trash, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the family tries to dispute that. But the only person who really knows the truth is Whitney, and she, you know, she's not here, so. But I feel like, you know, like we said about Nas, I mean, why does he have to lie?
He has nothing to... He has no reason. He has nothing at this point in his life.
Yeah, he's clearly admitting...
He has nothing to gain.
He's clearly admitting to all the things that he's done in his life.
Yeah.
He clearly admitted to the adultery that took place in their marriage. So, I feel like he doesn't have anything to lie about. I mean, even though Whitney has... You know, she's passed away. This is the Bobby and Whitney... You know, this is the Bobby Brown story. So, this is how, you know, things happen in his life. So it's not to say that, you know, obviously everything that Whitney had done was not right by him, regardless. So it's just
like everything he did wasn't right by her.
And he spotlighted that. He spotlighted that. Like right now, he's lining up more cocaine as we speak.
more coke consumption.
More cocaine. More cocaine. So if you haven't seen it, definitely take the time out to watch it. Yeah, it's a two-part series.
It's both for like at least an hour, 2.5 hours.
This thing had...
No, look at this part. There's another part that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Now, look what she...
She moonwalking. This nigga just had a seizure.
This nigga's dead.
This nigga just had a seizure in the living room.
Look what she gonna do.
She kicked him, right? She said, Bobby, wake up. Wake your ass up. That nigga looking dead.
Yeah. Clapping.
She laughing at him. She was really good at acting like Whitney, though. I give it
no, this is, act, this is a person great that Whitney. Got, yeah, she was really good. And I've seen her in other movies. I forget where I've seen her at, but.
Yeah, she's been in a lot. How did he not die, though? She put the cocaine in front of his face. She's like, what's up, nigga?
Motherfucking, the resiliency of his body.
Yeah.
Is something, he needs to be studied.
Yeah.
Because there's no way he put his body through all that shit.
You know, crackheads make it through a lot. I've seen a crackhead from
all... Speaking of crackheads.
Oh.
Remember that they said that rumor that Mary J. Blige.
Oh yeah,
and Faith Evans fought.
Man, they tried to say that Mary J. Blige and Whitney Houston got in a fight. I mean, I'm sorry, not Whitney Houston. Faith Evans. Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans had gotten a fight, which was not true. Mm-hmm. But I took it upon myself to think, what if?
As we do on the Not That Serious podcast.
What if?
What if? I hands down have Mary J. Blige in this fight.
Nigga, in a 5-round UFC slobber knocker.
I'm giving 4.
I'm giving Mary J. Blige in 30 seconds.
No. I won't say 30 seconds. They're going to go all 5 rounds.
Really?
Do you know why?
Why?
Because
Mary J.'s going to be playing with her.
Mary J. is going to be playing doing that little.
The crackhead thing? She's going to be too busy taunting?
Her dances. She's going to be doing her motherfucking dancery dances. And that's her evading each blow.
Yeah. I hear that.
And Faith Evans is used to just blindly swinging.
Yeah.
Because all the women that Biggie used to cheat on her with.
Yeah, she was so blind.
She had to beat up with.
Yeah, she saw nothing coming.
Yeah, so she's going to punch herself out for like 3 straight rounds. And then, you know how Barry J was a crackhead, so.
Yep, bro. If you smoke
crack.
She
can take anything.
You'll be fine. She can take a punch.
She came back from crack.
If you come back from crack, Mary J could probably. I mean, I'm sorry. Faith Evans could put Mary J in a Chris Benoit crossface, and Mary J would not tap out because crack was stronger than that.
Crack is stronger than any choke slam. What? Figure four leg lock.
Get out of my face, bro.
Any rock bottom.
Any 5-star frog splash.
Any stone cold stunner.
Listen, any RKO. It's any last ride. Stronger than that.
Any spinneroonie.
Yeah, I was say any bookaroo. Any
bookend.
Bookend. This is stronger than all of that. Any sock you can get from fucking Saga. From mankind would not equate to crack cocaine.
Hell no. That's the ultimate finishing move.
Listen, that's the ultimate finisher. And Mary J. Blige been through it, all right?
Yeah, it's taking the business end.
Yeah. So Mary J. Blige, any crackhead that you know is winning that fight.
Yeah, all right? I feel like that's going to be like a battle of attrition.
That wouldn't be a fight. That wouldn't be Mary J. and Cardi B, all right? That wouldn't be Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. If Mary J. and Faith Evans got in a fight, it's going to be a real fight, and Mary J. is going to knock Faith Evans the fuck out.
I think Mary J. Blige is going to win without even putting a hand on her.
What, she going to throw a shoe?
No, I think she's just going to shoot her ass until she tires out.
Oh, man. I'm talking about in life. Like, they cross each other on the street. Mary J. would knock her ass out.
I don't know. I think Faith would give her one knock her the fuck out. That'd be a wrap.
Listen, bro. I'm thinking Mary J. going to knock her out.
On the street?
On the street.
I'm going to have to give it to Faith.
Faith? Hell no.
Like, they was just on some square up shit.
Nah, Mary J. squaring up.
Faith's gonna hit her with whoop.
Nah, Mary J. squaring up on that.
But she gonna motherfucking sleep on that dancery.
Man. Nah, that ain't happening.
I don't know. But man.
Last but not least, speaking of R&B legends, I told y'all I would tie this all together. Beyonce was threatened by the piece of shit himself, George Zimmerman. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
This is fresh off the press. So, apparently, George Zimmerman was being, I guess, followed by or inspected by a private investigator.
Mm-hmm.
And he had gotten in contact with this private investigator, and text messages were exchanged. Now, at some point in the conversation, they had started talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how, not sure why, I don't know. But he had threatened to say that, or he said that Jay-Z and Beyonce, Jay-Z is a bitch, and Beyonce is a broke whore. And he also said that if I ever come across them, they're going to find themselves in a 13-foot gator.
What?
Yeah. That's what the text message said. So, and people, of course, were like, oh, my God, that's racist, because that's what people used to do to black people back in the day. They used to feed them alligators. Mind you, I'm not defending George Zimmerman, but he lives in Florida. That's where alligators be at. So
that's how Florida people get rid of their garbage.
Yeah, that's just how they get rid of everything. That's just it.
You got these old couches, give it to the gators.
Yeah. So he claimed that he was going to get rid of them And at the end of the day, George Zimmerman just needs to be shot in his fucking eyes. Both of them.
Honestly, I have nothing to say to that.
Yeah,
dude.
That nigga fucking weird.
George
dog.
Zimmerman.
Who the fuck says that?
George Zimmerman needs to be shot in the teeth.
Yeah. All of them. Just
each one individual. He needs to have each tooth removed separately with a pair of pliers.
Yeah. And then, no, with fingers. Do it with your fingers.
Yeah.
Just keep on pulling.
And just keep pulling, and then you shoot in the gap.
Yeah.
Fuck George.
Make him, and then after that, make him bite into a really, an apple that you kept in the refrigerator.
Yeah, a candied apple.
Yeah, make him bite it.
And hold it.
Yeah, he deserves that.
Make him bite and hold it for an hour.
With its gums.
You know what you need to do with George Zimmerman? Get a comb. Get a hanger and stick it on the stove for like a half an hour,
yeah,
right?
And just give him a nice.
Take it off and stick it in his ass slow like
And after that, you gotta sew his asshole clothes and keep feeding him and feeding him.
Shout out to the hip hop heads. If you know what
that is, you's a real ass nigga.
He's a real ass nigga.
Man, but other than that, Bobby Brown is currently throwing up in prison because he was arrested and he's going through withdrawal.
And there is no crack in jail.
There's no crack in there.
So he's going through it. I wonder what is in store for old Bobby.
Man, you're just going to have to find out on the next episode of
Dragon Ball Z.
Not That Serious in Dragon Ball Z. This has been another motherfucking episode.
Almost. Yeah, I told you we was about to be 2 hours, man.
Almost.
Yeah.
We made it. But this has been another fucking episode of the greatest podcast on earth.
The literal, actual, factual
yeah.
greatest podcast in human,
yes,
and human Martian history, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga.
When they go into the motherfucking stars in the bleep blorp galaxy,
yeah, when they look and see how fucking people made pyramids and they lined up with Mars and shit,
it's gonna be the pyramids, then Not That Serious the podcast,
because that's just how it happened.
It's the same thing, same yep. plateau, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
so
man,
if you want to follow the greatest podcast on earth. You want to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Man.
You can find us on Twitter.
Yes, you can.
At NTS Pod.
Yeah.
You can find us on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod.
Yeah.
You can find us individually on Twitter and Instagram at Mike Lowkey, MikeLowkey.
And then at DJELZEE.
And you know what up? And you know that's where you can find us. Make sure you listen. Make sure you rate. Make sure you write a review. Make sure you leave a comment. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, shout out to Dalvin and Dalvin Digital.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shelby
at Gardnap Clothing.
Gardnap Apparel. It is, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who supports and shows love and listens to us.
Yeah. Only 5 stars. That's all I'm trying to
hear. 5 stars. That's the only thing we're trying to hear.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy, crazy, crazy?
What?
Bro, it's on the horizon.
What?
The 1 year anniversary of us starting this
it
thing.
It
is. It's wild, right? We're thinking of something. I don't know.
I don't know yet.
We want to do something special for the anniversary episode.
Yeah. We'll see.
And we'll see.
I'll pull something out of my back pocket.
Whatever it is going to be dope because
That's just how we move.
That's the only way we move.
Yep.
Thanks for everybody for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for showing love, supporting all this time.
Yep.
Damn, it's really episode 38.
Yeah,
you peasants.
Yeah.
Greatest podcast in the world.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Peace.